It's S-W-O-P-E-S. My crew, my boo, my weed's the best. So ahead of my time, you can't see me yet. But the last thing you'll ever see is me be stressed.
Hi everybody, it's your girl Elise Swopes and welcome back to my podcast. Welcome back. I don't know what that was about, but I'm feeling it. That's how I feel right now. I am recording this podcast also with video. And I hope we could cut this up for social media. We'll see. It's a whole new thing for me as I am now officially recording two things at once. Anyway, how are you? I hope you're doing well. I'm doing pretty good. I've been, you know, doing pretty swell since we last spoke, which hasn't been that long. I'm trying to do these again monthly. So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, I like to keep a routine. I like to keep it consistent. And this year, I'm becoming way more intentional. I am not saying yes to things unless it's a hell yes. And if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. So it's really that simple. Anyway, on this podcast, we're going to be talking about two things today. Well, the first thing is, how did I start my business? How did I even get here to this place of success? And I'm excited to chat through that. But the second thing I'm going to talk to you about is just, you know, obviously what I've been up to. We won't really get into anything that's like super, you know, in depth of like, you know, the kind of self-sufficient, self-help type of things that I usually talk about. But we're just going to talk about, you know, what I've experienced, what I've learned in my personal life and my professional life. So let's get to it. Now, the first question on my prompt is, when did you start your business? Now, my business didn't even really start like officially until I think maybe like 2013. And that was kind of when I had just got my first kind of like Instagram gig that potentially may have not even been paid, but it was a gig that I had maybe gotten some travel for or gotten free product for. And I, you know, posted it to my Instagram. But I think when it was like a real thing, because I had a ton of odd jobs before I really took that leap. I mean, I really had to just make sure I was financially somewhat, not stable, but just like safe in some way, shape, or form. And because I worked at like a spa, I worked at my friend's realty business. I had like some other odd jobs I really can't remember at the moment, but they all were just things that really obviously didn't like excite me or like gave me any kind of interest at all. But when it was really real, when I realized, was because I was working at the realty business and I had to travel like a lot and I couldn't come to work anymore. And this is also when I dropped out of high school, when I dropped out of college. And that to me just signifies that like, okay, this is a real situation. This is a reality that I now have to live that is my life. So, you know, I feel like 2013 was a big shift for me. But the reason why I started my business was because honestly, there was nothing else that I could imagine myself doing. Truly, genuinely, like there was nothing. Everything else just didn't bring me joy. It didn't give me life. It wasn't something that I went to when I had free time. It wasn't anything that I, you know, found to help me lose time. And so, you know, art became something almost accidental on purpose because everything that I did wasn't in an intentional way to be like, oh, you know, when I sign up for Instagram or when I get all these followers, I'm going to make a brand for myself. I'm going to make this into a business. It was simply to express myself, to be heard, to make friends, to just be seen, I suppose. And that to me is really an essence of just the way that I anticipated being a unique individual, the way I anticipated representing myself and on the internet. Yeah, it just, I don't know. There's nothing else. That's why I had to start my business. And also, I think there's been some situations too where I've been offered like certain jobs. Like I've been offered to move to LA to work for big agencies and I've said no because I just don't want to work for anybody. I've struggled to get to this point of my business, and it wasn't because it was like going to be this perfect opportunity. It was just that it fit my life, it fit who I was, and it made sense. And I was willing to struggle even if when I quit those jobs and I, you know, was traveling and there, and I came back and I realized that maybe I shouldn't have quit them, that I was not getting work. Sometimes work was like this, that I was willing to not go back to those jobs and really work on my skills, work on myself, keep building those relationships with the brands and things that I was doing. So initially it really wasn't, again, it really wasn't like this thing where I'm like, I'm going to make money and this is my life. It just happened because it was everything that I would do. So I think a lot of the services that I typically like would offer right away were a lot of content creation for different brands. I remember very specifically there was like this backpack brand that just had launched and they wanted me and a lot of other people to share that every time they bought a backpack, one backpack would be given away for free to some kids, you know, in a developing country. So that to me, obviously, I got the bag for free. I was like, sure, you know, it seemed like a great opportunity to, you know, build just some awareness around myself and, you know, something good. And that was kind of just a really a beginning stage of just telling who I was as an individual, as a creator, was I was always willing for there to be some kind of message behind it and or something that my followers or my friends or my family could be interested in. I do also remember like there was one where there was like this juice or something and people were like, I remember people were like, there's GMOs, this is GMO or something. And I was like, I don't even know what that means. Obviously, I know what that means now, but I had no idea what that meant at the time. And I was promoting it, but what was cool about it is I took a photo of my phone or on my phone of the juice while pouring it into Lake Michigan. And it ended up being this like really surreal kind of thing where like it looked like I was pouring this juice and all, the whole lake was the juice. And so it ended up being on like the New York News and it got a ton of views and tons of talk about it. And that to me was kind of the first also signifier that I was like, all right, I'm having fun with this. This kind of different kind of outside thinking of how to utilize, you know, eyes and utilize my art at the same time. So nowadays it's kind of the same thing pretty much. I mean, obviously I've done partnerships with over 300 different brands and agencies over the last decade, from Apple to Adidas to Adobe to Google to NBC to friggin' like the American Music Awards. And I think those services have kind of, I mean, even I have like a box of Noxzema over there because I just made content for them, but it stretched from, you know, doing illustrations for the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago Bulls. It stretched from doing video for Adobe, for Premiere Pro and Logitech, and then doing graphic design, you know, for George Clooney's tequila brand, Casamigos, and then photography for Nike or Adidas, and public speaking for TEDx. I mean, I don't know, man, all of it. I'll take all of those kind of services. And I still do those to this day, whether it's writing workshops, creating plans. And, you know, now I'm a founder of Sunrise Art Club. I mean, the services are all across the board because now I've worked with Coinbase. I worked with some other people that I was almost about to drop and I can't. So I think that one thing, though, that I would advise everybody who's just beginning into this is just to take it slow, not judge yourself if you have a lot to learn. Of course, there is going to be a lot of hiccups, a lot of failures, a lot of obstacles, a lot of doubt, a lot of worry, but that is just in essence of lesson. It is everything you need to know. It is everything you need to feel in order to teach other people and to have a story to inspire others. Is there a single person in your life, at least that you look up to or some anything that has had a perfect story? Do you, like, I mean, think about it. Like, are we more interested in the person who has come from a perfect life versus the person who has really dug deep and has like built something completely different for themselves? Like, that to me is like what it's about. So think about like how you dig deep through your fears and your worries and your struggles and those obstacles, because that's where the next step, the next thing is going to happen for you. I mean, you gotta, seriously, if anybody knows, it's me. And I'm still working through it. It's a lifetime thing. This is not gonna be perfect. This is forever. Anyway, but how did I get over the fear and doubt myself though? I think it just has to do, again, with just experience. I think you just have to put yourself out there and you just have to do it anyway. Fear it and do it anyway, man. Like, I'm telling you, it sounds corny. Everybody says it, same kind of thing. But fear that fear and do it anyway, because the more you see the outcomes are not as bad as you thought they would be, you start trusting your heart and your gut more than your mind. And you say to yourself, and you become your own friend in a way where it's less judgy, but it's more so, I see you, mind, but I'll raise you, action. And you just go through that. I mean, it's just a, honestly, it's just a process of experience and age. Gotta be honest with you. But the certain routines that I think are, and man, like, everyone always asks me about my routines now, and they're great now. My routines are perfect. But what helped me survive before obviously does not help me survive now. When I started my business, I was living on no type of paycheck, no nothing. I would go to McDonald's every day to get a Big Mac. And if I could, I'd probably do it today. No, I wouldn't. I don't know what I would do. I don't know. But I probably would, honestly. But low key though, thinking about the routines that I had then were so unhealthy. I didn't even know how to think outside of my mind. I thought that my mind told me everything I needed to do. Now realizing myself, my soul, my spirit is really the guiding force, and the mind is like this thing that's just a tool, just like anything else in my body. But, you know, my routines now are in response to the things that I obviously really was having a difficulty with depression and anxiety, and really allowing everyone to kind of dictate my moods for me. And that is now not so much having this like kind of business routine, which is fine, you know, go to your email, use Asana, organize, all that kind of stuff. But that stuff is simple, and I've got podcasts for that. That's fine. But what I, and then I've got podcasts about what I'm going to say as well. But I think that the greatest routine that I've learned is that I put myself first, I put my health first, and I have to make sure that I'm excited with what I do. And that wasn't always the case. I had to get experience, I had to say yes and figure it out later so that I knew what worked for me. Now I'm at an age where I don't need to mess around with stuff that doesn't make sense to me because I've done it all. So sometimes when people take my advice, they're younger or they're at a different, you know, different pace at their process. That's fine, but sometimes mine is going to be completely different. And we all, as individuals, I think, need to start realizing that advice should be taken with a grain of salt. It should be taken for what you need to utilize it in your own humble way, not in this exact perfect form. That's why dieting and all these stuff doesn't even make any sense. Listen to your body, listen to your gut. But learn how to listen to your body and your gut first. I guess, you know, sometimes I'm even thinking about as far as like, what's the 5-year plan? What's the 10-year plan? I don't know. And if I could be 100% honest, I think that I had no idea I was even gonna be in this same position that I'm in right now. I had no idea I would have a profession as a artist in this caliber. And to even imagine what my life will be in 5 or 10 years is almost insane, because who I was 5 years ago or who I was 10 years ago is not even close to who I am, who I even could have imagined myself to be. It's a whole other thing. You got to think about it. At the rate that I feel I'm going, I've got goosebumps thinking about it. I'm kind of feeling some magical feelings right now. Oof, feels good, man. But I think you just got to trust your process. And I'm excited. Wherever I'm going to be, I'm going to be even farther and more happy and more at peace and more knowledgeable and just older, which is great too. Can't wait to be older. Age is great. And I might say that because I just look young. I don't know. We'll see how it turns out. But, you know, I think one of the things that really sets me apart at the end of the day with my business is just how I operate with people as individuals. I like to really follow up with like people that I work with. I like to follow their Instagram. I like to support them as individuals, as people. Just keep up with them and be a good person. And also just be unique in my own way. See things in my own way. Say things in my own way. Make sure that people remember me. And I guess it's not intentional. It's just natural. And it should be for you too. Trust yourself. Believe in yourself. Love yourself. You are not only the doorway to what is possible in your life, but you're also potentially the obstacle. And you got to, if you want more, if you deserve more, and you want to give more, you deserve to love yourself, trust yourself, believe in yourself, and know what sets you apart. Now, I'd say the qualities that you probably want to possess as like a business owner or freelancer or any person that's trying to do what I do, I think you got to really have a strong sense of will. You got to persevere, because one day you're going to be on top, and then you're going to be on the bottom, and then you're going to be on the left, you're going to be on the right, you're going to be in the middle. And that's not political. I don't know. It's just really a thing saying, you know, you're just everywhere. And I think in order to possess even those simple qualities like that are really a belief and a trust and a knowing potentially of what you want for yourself and who you want to be, and you won't allow anything else, and that your boundaries are so clear that nothing will stand in your way. That is what you need to possess. And you need to get back up again. You need to just learn how to get back up again. Life is not perfect, man. It's a mess. It's so crazy. Like, literally nothing is in your control except for the things that you can kind of choose, which is, you know, what things do you want to focus on consistently that are going to help elevate these little things that are going to help make you do what you want to do. But as I think even further now into this time, you know, I'd never ever compromise anything for this. I would never. My life is my business. Like, this is literally my life. And it's so intertwined that it's hard to separate. So everything that I do is this. And what I would never compromise is all of the work and the sacrifice and the love that I have for myself for anything. And there's been hard times where I thought that I knew what I wanted, but it wasn't in my gut. But the head was like, no, you need money. This is this. That's that, right? But, you know, we learned that it wasn't worth all that. So never compromise your values, beliefs, hopes, dreams for anything. And now, you know, when I start thinking about like what's next, even not just so much about 5-10 years, but like just what's visibly next for me, I think I just want to ask for more help. I want to hire more people and just work with more people. And that kind of looks like just keeping my eye on certain people, kind of going in my circle for people and giving money to my family, to my friends, instead of outside, all over the place, people I've never met or talked to before. I think that's something I'm kind of more excited about, to be honest with you. But anyway, you know, three last things before we cut it short, because I do want to, you know, just do a 30-minuter. And also, I will say, because I'm about to go see Andrew Schulz. He's an amazing comedian. He's super, super funny. You should look him up. Little controversial, but I love it. But anyway, so three things before we wrap it up. So funding for starting your business. Think about creating three different accounts, okay? One is your personal, separate it, and then you get one business income and one business spending, okay? And you're gonna want to have a credit score that you're gonna wanna kind of raise and make sure that eventually you can get a credit card. And a credit card is gonna be really helpful for you to get some business funding so that you can buy and purchase things that will be able to be reinvested back in your business and you can utilize for tax write-offs. Now, the second thing I wanna talk about is legal entities. Think about creating an LLC for your business and then putting that LLC with those business bank accounts. And, you know, when you do taxes, you'll be able to pay yourself through the LLC. Eventually, you can have an S-Corp. That's a whole other thing. But LLC will keep you separate from any kind of issues or any kind of tax liabilities or any kind of you know, situations that may happen where someone could sue your business, but you won't be liable for, you know, anything. So consider keeping up with accounting, get QuickBooks. I love this app called Mint, where I keep up with and budget with things. It's super, super helpful to just make sure that you're keeping track and, you know, just basically keeping tabs of what certain things are when you spend them for your business. But other than that, I can't go too deep into it because, man, that's a whole other thing. I'll be honest, I do want to go to school to be, maybe not school, but I do want to go to some classes for some finance things and maybe get some CPA stuff. But anyway, just to wrap that up, I hope you guys enjoyed a little bit about my business. But what I've been up to recently, I've just been making some reels on Instagram. And they're really fun, okay? I will say they're super, super fun, but there's one I just did where I was talking about how women basically are getting unfollowed every time they get engaged or have a baby or whatever. And of course, all these men, for some reason, decided to put their business and just say how sad it is that I'm so focused on my follower count versus getting engaged. Like, do you even know who I am, first of all? It didn't even add up. It didn't add up. Because the timing was off. I was talking about this weeks after. No, I'm not going to allow it. So I blocked a lot of people. So what I didn't expect with the reel anyway was that, and a lot of reels, is that there's just so much chitter-chatter, extra chitter from people who follow me who think that I give a shit about their opinions, and I don't at all. I only give a shit about the people who are dope, where we get along, there's positivity and great conversation, but I don't care about the negativity, the weirdness, the judginess, the assumptions. Get that stuff out of here. Also, quick suggestion, if you want to like get more involved with a certain type of like, if you want to get, I don't know, jobs in a certain thing, I have this really cool thing where I got like Google alerts for personal brand opportunities. And now I get sent these emails from Google alerts about all these different opportunities, like web three opportunities and different online courses and stuff like that are free. So I've been meeting a lot of people through like LinkedIn and stuff like that. Super cool and helpful if anybody's interested. So do some Google alerts for some things that you want to be involved with. I've also been recently getting invited to these awesome Hypebeast parties. And I think what Hypebeast is doing is really, really cool. Honestly, I'm very jealous of it, to be honest. I would love to have a space like they do to utilize. But what they do is they have these amazing partnerships with brands. They just did one with Bombay Sapphire. And basically, they have an art curation or some kind of event where there's art surrounding in it and there's immersiveness in art. And there's an involvement with the brand and Hypebeast so that, you know, they've got the story, they've got the social, they've got the experience, they've got the whole nine yards. So I went there. It was really, really cool. They had really cool artists who made some really interesting things. His name was Casey Sullivan. Thank you, Case God. His shoes were pretty interesting. They had this, all these different types of designs on them and like keyboard things, and I don't know, it was just really, really cool. So check out his stuff. And they've got something else coming up next Wednesday that I'm also going to for a guy who created a bunch of different watches. So I might create some content out of it, but I will be honest and say they need to pay your girl because I'm not gonna be out here posting stuff for free. And I know Hypebeast got that money. Well, maybe not as much as they used to, but we'll figure it out. I'm pointing at the camera, by the way. It's a little bit more dramatic over on this end. So I also have an Adobe Live coming up on February 7th. And of course, obviously, hopefully, maybe by the time this comes out, I think that may be live already. So check out the recording. Let me know what you think because your girl is going to be redoing a little piece that I created not too long ago through Premiere Pro and dabbling a little bit in Photoshop to help me elaborate my concepts. But I'm really excited because I'm going to be doing it with Voodoo Val, who in essence has been someone who has been in the chat rooms for a long time on Adobe Live. And it's really cool to be able to do this for Black History Month with another woman of color through tech, through creativity. So let's go. And happy Black History Month. I'll end it on that. Huh? Shout out to, you know, this month, shout out to Black people, shout out to, you know, the continued culture and continued elevation and perseverance and just beautiful culture that we continuously elevate and thrive and allow other people to capitalize on in some way, which is horrible. Why do they do that to us? Anyway, we got this, y'all. Black History Month. And I will say, you know, I'm just never been a fan of American holidays. I really don't care, you know, to be given something out of, you know, what is this? As long, if the only way that I really care about this, and it's true because I have, if I'm making money from this month, it's the only reason why it should be something. If I'm not, ain't no reason why it should be activated. So I'm glad that I am making money. Thank you, Adobe. Appreciate you. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening to this podcast. And again, never compromise. Think about all the routines that you want to have to keep up with your health and your goals and your ambitions. And, you know, start where you are. Don't wait for that perfect moment. There is no perfect moment. I never waited for that perfect moment. The perfect moment was when I started, whenever that was. And it will be the same for you. So, as always say, you wonderful, wonderful people. I know you could be anywhere in the whole world, but you are listening to my podcast, and I appreciate you so much. If you really enjoy this podcast, please tweet me at Swopes. Send me a story. Send me anything. Let me know. I will retweet or share or engage with you and let you know that I appreciate you. Take care. Keep being amazing. Chat soon. Bye-bye.